Service, Special Assignment Detective Bureau. We'll be code 6 from time to time. We'll advise you when we're clear.
10-4, 5-6 in service on special assignment, 6:09 p.m. starting night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. You're riding in the back seat of Detective Unit 5-6. That was Sergeant Ron Perkins just reporting in service on the night watch. Normally, I usually say something to the effect that I don't know where we're going, but tonight that's not the case. We're setting up a gambling raid, and we'll roll on at about midnight. So while you're with us, remember, the people you hear are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch. The actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch. Presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, Somewhere in the Field, and Police Recorder Don Reed.
It's 10:30 p.m., and we've been in the field for several hours, staked out on a house where a large gambling game has been going on. About 8:30 tonight, we entered the establishment next door, by prearrangement, incidentally, and watched the operators getting set up for tonight's business. It was quite a layout, gambling tables for dice games, a bar. These observations, incidentally, were really made possible by the weatherman. It's a very warm night, and the operators very conveniently left the side windows open. And right now, we're going to drive by the place and have a look at the front door before reporting back to headquarters. Now, I'm getting ready to swing around the corner. Here we are. Making a turn. Just casually driving along. The house will be in the middle of the block. Here it is. Up on the right. Now, parked out in front. Three, four, five expensive cars. A woman sitting in the car all alone. Right over here on the left-hand side, that's probably the lookout. It's a white bungalow, curtains drawn. We'll probably be seeing the inside later. Are they calling us?
Yeah.
We've got our radio turned down so not to attract attention.
5-6 to 1, go ahead.
5-6, are you clear of your code 6?
10-4, control 1.
5-6, you have the police recorder still with you?
Yes, we do.
Will you, 10-19, 5-6, Sergeant Ward would like Reed to record a 211 interrogation.
10-4, we're coming in now. Get back to station in about 5 minutes.
He wants me to record that fellow that held up the Western Union office, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't that little caper happen way over a year ago?
Yeah, this fellow and his buddies stuck up the Western Union office. Two buddies got caught right away, and they're doing time now. He got away, and we've been looking for him ever since.
Small world.
Hold it, Paul. Somebody slumped over the wheel there in that car.
Just pulling up beside a car, blocking the street. Man, slumped over the wheel. Anyway, now he's out of the car and he's sort of staggering on down the street. Let's get out there. Sergeant Perkins, partner Officer Paul Good, running him down. Let's go along.
Oh, about one bottle of beer.
How many?
About one or two bottle of beer.
One or two?
One.
One.
Yeah.
Does one bottle of beer affect you this much?
Affect me what?
Well, let me see you walk down here and turn around and walk back. Okay, turn around and walk back. One bottle of beer affect you that much?
It didn't affect me at all.
Not at all? You can't walk straight.
Who can?
You can't.
And you?
Yeah.
I can walk up straight lines. You can.
Well, let's see over here. Come on over here.
What
happened
to you?
You walk right down the sidewalk and put your heel and your toe together right like that.
Suspect is trying to walk the line right now. Not having much success.
Get away from the fence. You're leaning on the fence.
I ain't leaning on no fence.
Put your heel and toe together each time.
I'm doing.
All right, now turn around. Now walk back the same way. Consider that walking straight?
Well, and you?
I just did.
Yeah, you didn't notice your thing.
All right, now put your arms out to your sides again. Tip your head back. Put your arms out to the side. Close your eyes. Tip your head back. One, tip it back. Now touch your nose or your finger. Put your arms straight back out to your sides again.
Suspect now is attempting to touch his nose. He hit his eyes, head, hair, forehead, everything else.
Go back down.
Navigation's a bit off.
All right. That's good enough. Let's go.
Okay.
You're going down to the station.
Okay.
Evidence, yes.
Ground line.
Evidence, yes. You
got the car keys in the car?
I think they are.
Why don't you pull it up against the curb and get out of the middle of the street?
Getting the car off the street.
Give the back seat.
Sergeant is putting the suspect in the back seat of our car. His partner will sit back there with him. Keep an eye on him. We'll sit up front.
We've picked up a 447 auto, and we're returning to the station, so a uniform car won't be necessary.
Control 1 to 5, 6, 10 to 4, repeating, you have the suspect with you, is that correct?
10-4, Control 1, will you open the booking door?
Control 1 to 5, 6, 10 to 4, turn for booking, 10:39 p.m., KMA 394.
This fellow can't complain about fast transportation. We were going to the station anyway.
By the way, when you get through with that hold-up case with Ford, we'll meet you up in Lieutenant Collins' office.
Okay, right. We're here in the Detective Bureau. Just coming in the door, the suspect, accused of participating in an armed robbery. Tall, thin, long, bushy hair, uncombed.
My name is Ward. This is Southwick. I guess you know why you're down here.
Well, you got a warrant out for me, I know that.
Well, these other two fellows that were with you, they have been sacked up since November of 53. Do you know that?
Well, I'd like to talk to my attorney. I'm trying to get an attorney.
Is she here in Los Angeles?
I hope.
Case is pretty well set against you. You don't really have much to gain by playing dumb on it.
Well, that's how we got you. When these two guys were picked up, they said that you were the third guy on the deal. Went downtown, got a mug picture of you and showed.
They said.
Huh?
That what they said?
Yeah. You probably knew we had pretty good information, or we wouldn't have been able to get a warrant to bring you all the way back down from Frisco. So that's what the story is. The only thing is a matter of first or second degree. That's what we want to get settled now. You've been up to county jail. Those Philadelphia lawyers up there have probably told you the difference on the deal.
First-degree robbery carries a minimum of 5 years. Second degree, minimum one.
Why, they say what I had done?
Walked in and stuck up two girls for $60-odd.
Oh, that's a dirty lie right there. I didn't hold no gun.
Well, maybe that was really wrong.
I got a feeling that tripped him up.
No, I beg your pardon. There's only one gun, and that was held by suspect number one. Oh, where did this other guy get this gun?
Oh, I don't know. It's
Well, anyway, you didn't have a gun.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the gun before you go out there, before you went out here to Culver City?
I seen it when he had it. He showed it to me, and that's how it worked.
How much did you get out of that? How much money?
It was a three-way split.
$20.
Even.
$20? That's not even wages, is it? Figure there's going to be a lot of money in there, or what?
They did. I didn't want to. I didn't want to, but I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They propositioned me. I didn't want to. I thought it was going to be something big, and I was desperate.
Oh boy, that was small time. There's no doubt about that. How about making bail? You think you can make bail?
What's bail?
$5,000.
How much on $5,000?
$500. 10%.
Hmm.
That's what bad company do for you.
Yeah. I'm gonna feel sorry for myself.
What do you actually do for a living? Merchant seaman?
Yeah.
Boy, that sea stuff, that gets me. Every time I get on a boat, I get seasick.
I've never been seasick.
Never been seasick.
As a matter of fact, I enjoy it when it gets kind of rough. I've been at the wheel when she's less than almost 40 degrees. Out there in the South Pacific, heading to Yokohama.
You married?
Mm-mm.
Not married? How come you never got married?
I found anybody to have me. I'm too unsettled, you know. I mean, that's why I got myself in trouble. One thing led to another.
And if you had a wife, you probably wouldn't be able to get out nice. Get in on that deal, Steve.
Well, I just hope this comes out right. Easy. That's all. Real easy.
That second's weird.
There he goes. Went into hiding for a year and a half. Faces a prison term for at least another year. All for a net profit of $20.
Lieutenant Collins getting ready to brief the men upstairs.
Okay, thanks. Up the stairs. Here's the picture. 8 to 10 officers grouped around, all in plain clothes. Lieutenant Connor laying plans for a gambling raid.
And there is a window in the back of this building. There's windows here, and there's a window in front. Then there's three windows on the other side. These windows are all closed and fastened, and the shades and the Venetian blinds drawn. Now, they're going to put two people through this back window. And then there's a door right in the back here which we're going to unfasten to let the rest of the people in whenever we make the raid. We're going to concentrate in the back of this building because we can't go to the front. There is a lookout in the front, and there is a woman sitting in a 1952 or a 53 Chevrolet, gray in color, convertible. And I don't know what our signal will be, but it'll probably be a long blast on that horn. And whenever it does, they're going to signal these people, and they're going to come out all the exits they can possibly come out of.
You want to cover that car?
No, we can't cover the car. We've got to take the chances that we're going to take now, because the moment that we go to the front part of that building, she has been instructed, regardless who it may be, to give them a signal in which I am assuming is a long blast on that horn. And if it is, they are going to grab that evidence, and this is a misdemeanor pinch, and we are absolutely dead if we don't get the evidence. We've got to get the dice, we've got to get the money. We've got to see the people actually participating in this game. And if we don't see them participating in the game, we've got nothing, because you know what attorney will do to us in court if we don't have that type of evidence. That's the evidence we've got to have. Now, this is a sketch of a map that I drew this afternoon. Now, this is the back room. The dice table sets about 15 feet from this partition toward the center of the room. The window will go back approximately 18 inches, enough for someone to crawl through there. But if it don't, we're going to jam that door. We're going to knock that door in, we're going to knock the front door in. But we're hoping we don't have to do that if we can get through that window. As soon as this is clear, why, the man that's with me is going up to the table, grab the dice, and state that this is a raid. Everybody in this building is under arrest. And I want Madlock and Walters, at that particular time, go to the front part of the building. So if they will start to run through, and if there's anybody in this building that's trying to get out, they can't get out these windows. These windows are all fastened. And they will come to this door here. This door has a latch on it and a peephole, which they've got a man stationed up here. Because this guy, as soon as this raid is on inside, he's going to open that front door. And he's going to let anybody out that he possibly can that can get out of the place. But we don't want nobody out of there. As soon as we go through there, you come to the front of the building at the door. And then we'll...
What? They'll get out over our dead body.
I'll say that.
Is there anything that you want to say now before we go? Ward, you got anything to say about this?
No, I just want to change my shirt.
All right. Now, is that clear to everybody? You got this thing in your mind? You know exactly what the building looks like? You know where we're going to go? And I'm asking you, please be as quiet as you can, because there's a lot of metal in back of this building. And when we get there, I don't want any talking.
No flashlights.
No flashlights, no talking, and be quiet as you possibly can.
Don't fall all over your feet, pal.
Well, here's the setup. As we observed earlier, the game is in progress at this moment. Now, for this to be successful and get the evidence, we must move fast and quick. The uniform division will have several cars standing by just outside the area. As soon as word is flashed that we're inside, the cars will converge on the house and stand by for transporting the prisoners. That's the deal. So now let's move on to the scene of the raid.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. The people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field on a gambling raid, and to police recorder Don Reed.
On the scene now. Moving out of our undercover car, sliding up next to us with the lights out. Another one of our detective units. Probably can hear the doors opening quietly. Moving into the scene. Three detectives directly in front of me. We're walking quietly. Try not to attract any attention. Grouping our way around here in the dark. We can't speak over. Just a whisper. We're not over 20 or 30 feet away.
Why don't you go up and knock on the door and tell him you want to play a little bit?
Yeah, I can do that.
Not make the king happy.
No.
Let him know you're using your head.
Yeah.
Directly in front of me. Looking into the house now. Duck. The officers are cutting the screen. Here comes someone. You may be able to hear him. Someone is coming to the back. Off in the distance, you probably can hear the rattle of glasses. Now it's clear again. Rattling in the background is the auditor cutting the screen. They got the crack open enough, and they've slipped Officer Pinkston, who happens to be a policewoman, up there. The crack is small in the screen. They've got the policewoman, you can hear in the distance, probably reaching through the screen. She's got it. The door's open. Stand by. Here we go. Now, Madlock, come on. the back door.
This is a raid. Everybody stand just where you are. We're police officers. Don't nobody move. Nobody will get hurt.
Here's a quick picture. Large green dice table. Patrons standing around. Chips, money in hand. Mostly men. Well-dressed. A couple of women. Expensively gowned. All frozen with surprise. Young woman standing at the dice table. Glass in hand. Only one showing any reaction. Police woman Paxton going over to her.
Daddy.
Look, there's nothing going to happen to anybody. Just be quiet. There will be no trouble. There will be no trouble at all.
I've got a little baby. He's only 10 months old. I wasn't doing anything.
Do you have another child? Do you have two children?
I have a little girl, 11.
Is there anybody with him to me?
I have a babysitter.
Yeah. Your children will be okay and they'll be taken care of?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything. Oh, it's okay. I don't want to go to jail. Please don't leave me.
Are you here with your husband?
I was only... I've been there when I'm 21.
Were you gambling tonight?
Oh, I swear. I swear.
Who's your husband? Was your husband
standing tonight? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's okay.
Please, don't make me go to jail. Please,
we'll help
me
about that. We'll get on the station. You are under arrest now. But your children will be taken care of.
Please don't.
Be quiet. There's nothing to worry about.
There's nothing to worry about.
Husband off in the corner, advising you not to talk.
My kids. My children.
Don't say a word.
Honey, please, don't do this.
Photographers moving in, taking pictures of the evidence.
Please don't do this to me. Oh, no, they can't take a picture of me. He can't do that to me.
Glancing out the door, patrol cars rolling up from both directions start transporting patrons and operators back to the station. Let's get over to the dice table.
Dice loaded?
Yeah, must be.
Let's see if we get. Wait till Walter gets back. And then Walter and Matlock can take four of them in.
A little friendly game.
Yeah.
This is a familiar voice. Last night I made an after dinner speech. Standing next to me at the dice table is one of the patrons just arrested. My host from last night. We meet again. It's a small world.
You're too small, let's face it.
Yeah. Last night I was your guest. Tonight, be my guest.
No, I don't want to go. No. No, it's my husband and him doing
it. Don't worry about it.
The woman with the youngsters at home giving the officers a bit of trouble.
Just a minute. Now, just take it easy. Look, there'll be no trouble. Now, take it easy. Ward, you and I'll stay here, and they can take it. We want to get the operators as running the game and the participants for participating. Now,
we quit the booking separately. We don't make any difference.
It's 3:30. Yes, put 3:30 on all of them. Easy. Let him get bail and get on.
PC is Penal Code Section 330, illegal gambling.
Just take him down there and put him in jail.
Once you want to start with Matlock and I can talk to him, whatever the hell you want to do, and Matlock and I can start bringing this junk in at 5:05. I'll barge here.
Patrons being escorted out to a waiting police car.
Let's see.
One more load, that'll be it.
I would, first of all,
officers gathering up the evidence. Dice, money, chips. Let's move outside.
Do I take my car on now?
Huh?
Here on the street, patrol cars are leaving with the last of the patrons. And Sergeant Perkins is winding things up out here.
Kirk, you want to take the last punch in? Lieutenant's got all the evidence. What's that?
Roger.
Who's the fellow I saw you shaking hands at, the one we arrested?
Believe it or not, he was my host when I made that speech last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the moral of that is invite me to dinner and wind up on night watch.
What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it happened on The Night Watch. For the disposition of tonight's cases, we return you to Police Headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's first interrogation involving the suspect who participated in the holdup of the Western Union office, as you heard, confessed his part of the crime. The other two suspects already have been convicted and are in the state's prison for 5 years to life. Tonight's suspect pled guilty to second-degree robbery and is now serving a 1-to-10-year sentence. The final action on Night Watch, in which a gambling establishment was raided, resulted in the arrest of the two operators and the patrons. All were booked for violation of Penal Code Section 330. Methods of police work have advanced a long way since I was walking a beat 28 years ago. We now have radios, scientific detection, and so forth. However, crime itself is still on the upgrade. This makes it more imperative than ever that we rely on our greatest source of information, you, the average citizen. Without this cooperation, all our modern devices, our schooling of professional policemen, would be useless without the eyes and ears of the American public. As you follow the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 each week, this fact should become more and more apparent. It is our purpose to drive this home. Then we have a meaning to Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have just heard on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of your police department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.